Steam locomotives were some of the most powerful machines ever built. They pulled trains that fueled our imagination. They represented vision, collaboration, ingenuity, customer service, and extraordinary human achievement. But in order to get to their destination, it took someone guiding them through a series of switches in order to get to the main line. Just like leaders today, it takes someone directing them down the right path in order to get to their destination. Welcome to Mainline Executive Coaching ACT, which stands for and Cultural Transformation, hosted by Master Certified Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaches Michael Bailey and Rich Barron. With over 50 years of successful cultural transformation and quantum leadership development between them. Once again, thanks for joining us and enjoy today's show.
Come join us. This is Mainline Executive Coaching, ACT, ACT, Action, and Cultural Transformation. We are heard on a number of different podcast channels, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, iHeartRadio, that's just to name a few. I'm here with my partner, Rich Barron. Michael Bailey is my name. We've got a great one for you here today. Leaders, this is going to make you really want to dig in, scratch your head, figure this thing out. There's a lot of talk about being transparent. I've always wondered, what exactly is that about? We're going to talk about it in some very specific terms. And the terms that we are going to talk about it is this, and they're going to sound very similar, but they're different. Honesty and telling the truth. Are they the same things or are they different? Can you be honest and not still be telling the truth? So that's what we're going to look at, leaders. That's a little bit of a mind bender for you.
If you stop and think that about that for a minute, I mean, you could say, oh, what's the difference? What's the difference? I think in a lot of ways, it's the difference is that fear of going further, going deeper, really getting into the nuts and bolts about, you know, feedback or anything along those lines. Yeah. Are we telling people the whole truth? Are we afraid to hurt their feelings? Or, you know, and is how in the end, how detrimental is that if they don't know the whole picture? If you can't give the entire picture, but you're still being honest.
Here's the thing that's interesting about that push and pull, right?
Yeah.
And that is we, in terms of the palette, the array of leader styles that we work with, when we're being honest, we're talking about critical thinking. What are the facts? What are the figures? What's the lay of the land? What are our resources? What are the opportunities in the marketplace? What's the competition? All those kind of things we're looking at and just say, let's be honest about it. Let's not favor it. Let's not prejudice it. Let's not color it this way or that way. Let's just take a look at it with real critical thinking, ask those critical thinking questions to dig deep to understand. So there's that aspect of it. And as you're saying, telling the truth goes deeper. For instance, you could sit down with an employee and have a review with them and say, well, this is what you're doing good and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and here's some areas we'd like you to improve. You could do that all in that level of critical thinking feedback. And yet, not tell the whole truth and say, here's the problem. Here's what you're dealing with. Yes. Here's what you're up against. This is what we're looking for. This is really what it is that we want. Going into that, and that takes a whole lot more guts. It takes a whole lot more integrity to go through and do that deeper dive with somebody.
Yes. It actually does. Case in point. One of the things that we work with these folks that we're doing job seeking with, and one of the things we always tell them, never come away from an interview questioning how you did. Well, you know, you ask them, how do you think you did? Well, I think I did okay. And so what we tell them to do is make sure they ask, is there anything, any concerns you might have about me doing this job? One of those last questions. And a lot of times they'll get the answer, no, You know, no, I think we're good. I think we're good.
There it is, right there.
I think we're good. You know, and I got that today. Well, okay. I think we're good. But then they turn around and they get the rejection letter. They get the call. They get whatever that is. And so I think as leaders, even in a situation like that, if you're asked, do you have any concerns? Well, I think we're good. I think we're good. Well, what does that mean exactly? Is that saying, yeah, that was a great interview, great conversation, but I really don't want to tell you how I feel because I don't want to hurt your feelings, or I don't dare. You know, I don't like, I'm afraid of conflict or whatever that might be. So yeah, I think we're good. You know, that's telling the truth in a sense.
But yeah, covered all the bases.
Covered the bases, but are you really letting this person know this is how the interview went? And I think you interviewed great. I think you're a great person. But I don't think you're the right fit for this. Or something, you know, instead of, you know, telling them, I think we're good. I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay at that place. And in reality, you missed an opportunity to give this person some great, honest feedback that could end up helping them in their job search, their career search, their future.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you got to ask yourself, leaders, if you're playing that withholding game, perhaps in interviews, perhaps in new hires, but maybe just going over with your employees, you know, their progress, how they're doing. If you're holding back, if you're not really getting into the truth of things without being cruel, you don't have to be cruel or unkind. You can tell things honestly or forthrightly. It's a better way of saying it here. If you're holding back, where else are you holding back?
Yeah.
What other things are you not speaking? Now, I can hear people saying, well, you don't want to just say everything. There's a lot of things you can't say. There's a lot of things you just can't address here. There probably are some things, but I bet you it's a smaller spectrum of things that you just want to stay away from. And there's probably much more room that you could go and investigate if you are willing to have that sense of integrity. That's kind of our position here. Integrity is telling the honest things and then also going deeper into the truth. You got to have both to have integrity. You just can't show up partially without showing up at the other part of it. And that's probably where a lot of leaders just fall short. Because when you take a look.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. I'm just commenting as we're going here. But
yeah, because if you take a look at that, and you said it already, that if you take a look at that, what's behind the ability to both speak honestly and truthfully is courage.
Yes.
And that's the thing. That's the real thing that we want to get to. And that sense of courage and also the confidence to be able to speak and say those courageous things that must be said, that then denote you or even delineate you as a leader who can be truly trusted. Not just say the right things, but truly trusted. People know where you stand. People know how you see things. People know how you feel. And they also know that you'll give them a square deal, an honest deal.
Yeah, absolutely. You said something that really kind of hit home, showing up partially. Well, did you show up? Yeah, I showed up. Really? But did you really show up? I think that's a good thing. Yeah, we showed up partially. Although in our mind, yeah, I was there. Yeah, we had that conversation. But really, was it a partial conversation?
Yeah, and you'll know. See, this is an interesting thing. If somebody says, yeah, I had the interview and had a discussion with so-and-so and so, and then if they ask you, well, did you mention this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm guilty of that. I'll tell you what, there's times that, yeah, no, I didn't mention that, you know.
Did it come to your mind?
But I was there. We had the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, it did come to my mind, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can see the courage. You can see the courage thing, the confidence thing.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
So what we're digging into here, leaders, is this. again, leaders, you must be exceptional people in your performance. Not that you're patting yourself on the back, not that you're saying what great kudos I deserve, I am owed. It's that you're showing up in a way that truly makes a difference for everyone in the organization to do two basic things, I think. And you correct me if you think I'm missing out on something here. One is to feel a sense of belonging in the organization. You belong here. You're on a special team, special group of people. We have high standards. We expect you to raise yourself up to these standards, bring more to it, help us to raise our own standards. That's part of it. The other part of it is you show up and you do your job at a real level of excellence. Yes. That you're just not, again, showing up partially, but you're really coming in, doing what it is you know how to do, and you're doing it in a way that makes the whole team, the whole organization look good. Because if you're doing that, you're going to look good.
Yep, absolutely. This is a tough conversation. This is a tough deal for a lot of people to really open up and give that honest feedback. But here's the thing. It's just like with anything else. It's just like showing up for the game. You don't show up for the game without having practiced. You don't show up for the concert without having practiced. You don't show up for the play without having practiced. And none of these things, you don't show up without a coach. There are ways to overcome some of these challenges or these fears and develop some of that courage, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's right. A lot of it is just, I guess, practicing these things, working with a coach, working with people.
There is a great movie that was made, I think it's 1947. Humphrey Bogart was in it, directed by John Huston. Lost Treasure of the Sierra Madre. It's a classic. Have you ever seen it?
No, but this is really strange because I just saw an ad for that yesterday.
Did you really?
An ad for that. I can't remember if it was on Netflix. I don't remember where I saw it. But yeah, it talked about this 1947 movie with Humphrey Bogart.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's about these Americans that go into Mexico and they're looking for gold. And I think they find the gold. I can't remember the whole story. And there's the Mexican government are kind of after them. And then there's the federales, as they call them. And and then there's also the banditos. They're after them, too, because they want to get this gold. And at one point, as the banditos are approaching the miners, these American guys, and they're guarding their cave with the gold in it, and they're saying, we're from the banditos. We are from the government. We're here to check the And I think it's Bogart says, all right, then, let's see your badges.
Yeah.
And it just kind of hits the guy, the bandito, his head bandito in the right there, square in the forehead. And he looks at him like, badges? We don't need no sticking badges.
Yeah. We don't need none of those.
And the same thing is like that for coaches. Coaches?
Yeah.
We don't need no sticking coaches.
Yeah, we got this. Yeah. That's right. We don't. And how often do you hear that? Or people think that, oh, I got this. I don't need a coach.
Yeah, the way the story plays out is the Americans end up with nothing. They have no gold. It goes away. The banditos are routed by the federales. They all lose. And so this idea is the power of something can really overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got the credentials, if you got the backup, if you got a coach, a lot of that stuff won't happen because you will have had, as you said, the practice of going in and having those difficult conversations beforehand, so you know what to do, how to handle yourself and how to handle them. Without that kind of exercise, that kind of practice, you're going to be wiped out.
Yeah, and without that confidence, it takes some confidence in yourself to have those conversations, right?
Absolutely, it does. It absolutely does. And those things, as you know, as we work with people, those changes don't happen immediately. You have to work them and rehearse them. It's like, a musical instrument, anything else that you practice them again and again and again to get out of your comfort zone, get past the fear zone into where you're now in the growth zone when you're actually doing something, getting that inside of you so that you can go have those difficult conversations. Because why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go through all that practice and hell and discomfort and all that kind of stuff? Why would you want to pay that kind of a price? I'll tell you, one of them is it frees you. It frees you from fear.
Yes. Yes, it does. And fear holds you back from everything. Destroys confidence, destroys all those sort of things.
Amen.
Have you seen those commercials where the guys are on there and they're showing these things? This is a metabolism killer. And this is a metabolism killer. And if you eat this, that's another metabolism killer. Well, how many of those things kill our confidence? What's a confidence killer? And how to find the right way to get beyond that?
That's excellent points.
Yep.
Excellent points. So how can we help our leaders? How can we help them see the necessity? First off, the distinction between being honest and telling the truth. How can we, and that's got to be something leaders out there, you got to get. There's a difference. You can show up and you can say, here's all the facts and here's what we covered here, and still not really go into the deeper part of it, the uncomfortable part, and here's the rest of the story.
Yes.
It's the rest of what it is. I got to tell you. And it's I got to tell you too.
Yeah. And there's some assessments. There's some great ways that we can help you find your own personal strengths and gaps. And to do that, we can administer these assessments that really dive deep into your inner core. Inner core. What is that? Is that that inner core where we have this self-concept, our elements of character? And we might think that we're doing great. And in some instances, you know, it's not even the fear. It's this, we already think we've got this covered. But if you show up and you're humble, you show up with an open mind, you show up willing to do the work to make the changes and to realize that, yeah, all of us are flawed. And if we seek out feedback from others and truly listen to that feedback from someone like a coach, you can get put on the right path and then start practicing the right way. It's just like getting really, really good at doing the wrong thing. That happens in business. That happens in manufacturing. That happens in sports. You practice and practice and practice the wrong way. And you get really good at doing the wrong thing. And you go for so long that all of a sudden that change is painful. The change you got to make to do the right thing is painful. And you question it. Why are we doing this? You know, this is the way we've always done this. Well, this is the way I've always had these conversations. This is the way I've always shown up. And in reality, change can be painful, but it's worth it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that have an idea about, you know, who they're supposed to be. You talk about how do you actually train leaders? You don't train them to be like you. That's completely a bad idea.
No.
It's more about how do you train them to bring forth their leader talents, characteristics, abilities, and all that stuff. That's the real way to do it. And sometimes people back into, and I mean it that way, they back into leadership positions completely backwards. They approach it from a completely different point of view that's not healthy for them, doesn't work for their teams, doesn't work at all, but they don't know any better. They're working on the information that they have.
Right.
And so the result of that, they're not happy. Their team's not happy. The team's not motivated. It seems, again, that they're doing all the things necessary in that critical thinking of this is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. But there's that not that deeper sense of truthfulness and connection that's going on with the leader.
Right.
People know when you're not being genuine. And I don't mean you're being, you know, intentionally dishonest or disingenuous. They can tell when you don't feel that sense of confidence and connection with yourself. And then you bring it forth to your team. So there's that sense of resonance for you and the team. So sometimes people have to learn that what they thought they were and who they thought they were as a leader is not correct. And man, that is a difficult thing to correct if you're attempting to do it on your own, because you're so caught, you're so much caught in the victim's web of your own habits,
yeah.
You can't see it. You don't know the way out because you spent decades sometimes getting to that point with the habits you've created to be in your survival as a leader, you might say, and you have no way out. You can't see the way out. That's why you've got to have somebody who can look at it, objectively and say, this is what's true about you. This is seems how do you work. Let's test this out. Let's start giving you some more confidence here so that you can actually now learn to be yourself. Yes. Now, that's an important thing. Be yourself as a leader. And then once you settle that in, now let's expand your abilities and character and skills to be an even greater leader. But you can't go from a false sense of leadership to a greater leader. You've got to have that intermediary step of who are you as a leader? Then yes. You can expand it.
Yes. And that takes someone helping you find that.
That's right.
It's like you said.
Somebody who's skillful at it.
Yeah. You can't learn to be a great pitcher in baseball or whatever, someone in soccer, you know, a great swimmer, a great speaker. Gosh, there you go. Great speaker, great public speaker. If you're not getting the feedback, you know, you can speak to an empty house all the time and try to correct your speech method, your speak. But in the end, yeah, you've missed a lot of potential opportunity to really increase your abilities. And here's the thing, time's against you. Time's against you. Tomorrow, you're going to be the same person you are today unless you do those things today that's going to help you improve for tomorrow. And then so on and so forth.
That's right. Incremental steps.
Absolutely.
Step by step with support, encouragement, feedback.
Yep.
Accountability. Yep. That's what it is.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Leaders, get a hold of us. Take that step. Take that step of courage to find out who you really are. What's working? What is not working? Find out what's going on, not just through somebody's opinion, your own opinion. Let's do some instrument testing here to have you take a look at it honestly so that you can evaluate and then make some decisions. Let's get some feedback with a 360 review survey so that you
Absolutely.
Get a full picture of who you are and your potential. Let's make that happen. Don't be part of the 75% out there that's just shivering in their shoes, hoping that one day they won't be discovered.
Right.
Terrible way. That's like hell, man. That'd be hell.
Yep.
Okay.
You get to the end of your career and you think, I made it. No, you didn't. Just no one said anything to you. And they're the ones that need to work on these truthful conversations too. I don't know. I guess it just steamrolls, doesn't it?
Yeah. How many ulcers did you have? How many meds did you have to take during that time just to get through it?
Yep.
That's kind of sad, man. It's sad.
Well, MichaelBailey.com, MichaelBailey.com. That's where you can find Michael. Rich Barron Executive Coaching, that's where you can find me. LinkedIn, you can find us both there. No shortage of ways to get a hold of us. And so let's have these conversations. Let's find out what it is that you can improve on. And we'd love to help you see that and love to help you walk that path.
You betcha. Absolutely. That's why we're here. That is what our lives are about. Yours is about leading. Ours is all about helping you to lead even better, more effectively, more healthy, more happy. That's what we're all about. And of course, your teams. Leaders, keep doing it. Lead well.
With all of the issues facing leaders and organizations today, you need executive coaching more than ever. Go to our websites, RichBarronExecutiveCoaching.com or MichaelBailey.com. You can also find us both on LinkedIn. Reach out to us and let's sit down and find out just how bright your future can be with executive coaching. We'd also like to thank all of our supporters in over 60 countries and 600 cities worldwide who have helped to make us one of the top executive coaching podcasts in the world. From Rich Barron and Michael Bailey, this is Mainline Executive Coaching ACT. Thank you and take care.